Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. In today's episode, we are going to be continuing on the overarching theme of resumes by talking about the formatting of resumes. When it comes to formatting of a resume, it is probably the most technical aspect of the resume creation process. There isn't really a whole lot of creativity when it goes into the formatting of resumes. But I can also say that as a career advising professional, when you see a resume that is formatted correctly and has good organizational flow, it is mwah, chef's kiss. For all of the formatting advice I'm going to be giving you, I am pulling heavily from the Doran Seif Career Pathways Work It Guide on resume writing. Please, please, please go and find it on the website. I beg of you. The formatting of your resume will follow the four C's: concrete, clear, clean, and concise. We will start with concrete. Resume content should be tailored and relevant to the position of the application, with the only exception being when creating the master resume that I talked about in the introduction to resume writing episode. The content of your master resume should still have a general area of focus. Use section headers to underscore relevant experience. As a general rule, you want to start with education as the first section header on your resume, but after that, the sections you use should highlight your life experiences in relation to the job that you're applying for. Some examples of common headers are work experience, volunteering, service opportunities, awards, research, activities, skills, and relevant coursework. You can certainly add others according to your specific situation as well. Under each section heading, you want to use bullet points to underscore the achievements and contributions, quantify and qualify your accomplishments, present skills and qualifications that match your employer's requirements. The general bullet point formula you want to use is action verb plus how plus why plus result. We're going to be talking about bullet point creation in a future episode as well. The next C is clear. Your resume should be well organized and easy to read. Your resume is not the time to start experimenting with complicated prose. The simpler, the better, truly. When putting together your bullet points on the resume, clear and concise is better than lengthy explanations. Keep in mind that somebody's hopefully going to be reading through your resume, and you want them to immediately know what you did, how it relates to the position at hand, and what you can bring to the table. No interpretation needed. You should be able to hand your resume to your roommate, parent, grandparent, really anyone, and they should be able to know exactly what you did in the experiences on your resume. If they can't, then that is the cue that some additional clearness is probably needed. The next C is clean. Aim for symmetry, balance, and flow. Utilize the same format or structure throughout your resume. Your resume is not the time to start experimenting with different fonts, colors, and designs on the page. Keep in mind that your resume will more than likely be put through a computer program that will either strip away all of your design and put it into the most basic formatting, or the computer program reformatting any changes you made will make your resume unreadable. If you follow the Work It guide that I'm referring to you on the Career Pathways website, you will not have to worry about these reformatting issues. I highly recommend not using the vast majority of pre-made templates that are out in the world as well. They can make your resume look overly busy, crowded, or contain information that you really don't need and will just overcomplicate your resume. Again, this isn't very clear, which is one of the C's that we talked about. As well, pre-made templates often have hidden formatting that, when put through the ATS software, make everything jumbled. While it might seem easier to, in the short term, to just use a pre-made format, spending the little extra time to create your own resume format, make sure it is simple and to the point, will pay off in the long run. I promise you it will. The final C is concise. Brevity is the key in resume writing. A one-page resume is sufficient for most recent graduates. Leave conversational items for the interview. This ties in directly with the clean aspect we just talked about. You want your resume to be as easy to read and understandable as possible. Even after the ATS software whittles down the number of applications a hiring manager will have to look at, the number of resumes will still inevitably be large depending on the company. It is advantageous to your job search to make their task of looking over your resume as easy, yet informative, as it can possibly be. Next, I just want to share a list of some general advice when it comes to structure and proofreading. I'm just going to be reading through these bullet points. Use standard white paper stock. Use 0.5 to 1 inch margins. Use 10 to 12 point font. black color font only, monochromatic. Education listed first in reverse chronological order. 3 to 5 years of experience is suggested for entry-level opportunities. Use relevant section headers. Experiences in reverse chronological order. So, most recent job / experience first. Bullet points do not end in periods. Action verbs written in the proper tense. If you are currently in a job experience, it's in the present tense. If you're not currently actively doing the job, even if it was just like a couple weeks ago, a month ago, whatever, that is in the past tense. So make sure your action verbs are in the right tense. Keep resumes to one page in the vast majority of cases. Do not abbreviate months and years. Bold / capitalized section headers. And, as always, check for spelling, grammar, and punctuation. Giving all of the nuances of resume formatting via audio only is very challenging to convey properly. It's really something you have to see. There are a number of online resources that have resume examples. Again, I recommend looking at these examples, then creating your own, not using a pre-made template. The best resource that I can recommend to you is to check out Dornsife Career Pathways website, find the Work It guides, and find the one on resume writing. It will be the most helpful thing getting started. In addition to this, use the VMock resume writing software, also offered on the Dornsife Career Pathways website. You can always set up an appointment with one of the Dornsife Career Pathways career advisors who can help you with your resume writing on every level and on a one-on-one basis. This is going to be hugely helpful to you. We also have dedicated advisors for law or grad school if that's your focus. I want to reiterate that resume writing is an ongoing process. I personally believe that you are never finished writing and honing your resume. There is always something that you can do to improve it, and that's okay. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, visit us at dornsife.usc.edu Career Pathways, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.